out of a cabinet.
Right. Still have sound. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 45. Today is Monday, June 7th.
We got it today, right this time.
I'm losing my voice. I was yelling in spin class today. Today we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. I'm excited about New Music Friday. I have a lot of things to say in a short amount of time.
We're cutting it down, baby. Cutting the episode length down.
We know that you guys have short attention spans. We all have short attention spans. Yeah. So we're going to cut down on the tangents. The last week's episode was called Tangent. That's how many tangents we went.
Yeah, it was funny though. Like, but I understand people don't want to listen to me talk about stupid shit for a long time.
I think it's funny, but yes, I agree. Okay, first I want to start off with my subway ride home from... teaching spin class. You guys know I teach on Monday nights now. And it actually makes, I think it makes me more pumped up for the podcast because I have a lot of adrenaline still from the class.
Yeah.
Even though it's a freaking hour commute. But the subway is a terrible place. And it's where dreams go to die. It's like, I'm used to it, but I still am not a huge fan. It's annoying. Although
it's
I do like that...
It's greasy.
It's greasy. I do like that you can get anywhere, you know, with like, you can pop up in, like, freaking Queens or Brooklyn. Like, you can just hop on this subway car and magically be transported. But anyway, I digress. So I get into this one car, and I didn't even notice it till I sat down. The dude straight across from me, no mask, smoking cigs.
All like on the subway?
Like a chain smoker, though. Like, one right at... Finish a cig, put it out. I was like, we're going to catch on fire or explode. I'm not sure
which
one. In
the tram? Car. Wow.
In the car. He finished one, gets another one, lights it. I'm like, dang, son.
Cigs inside.
But not even just the cigs. Every time he would smoke, coughing. He would then spit onto the ground. Yes.
Was he homeless or was this like a reputable guy?
He was not reputable, okay? Yeah. I mean, I don't judge from appearances. I don't want to be that person, but I'm saying
actions.
He was probably
his actions were questionable.
And the smell in the car was getting so bad. The next stop, I hopped out and I didn't want to smell like smoke either. I was like, this is the most disgusting. I've seen people pee on the subway. I've seen shit on the subway.
Yeah.
That, what I just saw tonight, was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. The combination of the smoke smell and the spitting. And I was like, I need to get out of it. Like, this is a sign. Like, I need to leave this place because that's insane. So then we go to the next car and there was a family there too. And they're like appalled, you know? And so they're following me and then they're pushing me into the other car. I'm like, they're like, let us in. I'm like, please.
Relax.
And I'm like, bro, chill out. We're all going to get in the car. Like, stop pushing me. Like, I fucking hate New York City sometimes. But like, I get it, but like, oh my God, it was like,
six feet.
Yeah. I was like, don't fucking push me. Not during COVID. Like that might've flown like 2 years ago. That doesn't fly.
We're not doing that no more. You gotta give me my space.
You cannot push me.
Imagine though, people used to smoke inside all the time. That's disgusting.
No, but not in the subway. Like you're not. Was there a time? Maybe there was a time.
No, like, but... I'm saying like restaurants and like
sporting
events and shit like that. It's crazy.
No, gross. No, I know. It's crazy. That smell was so bad. We were so used to it. But now
besides the casino, though, that has an allure to it where you can smoke in the casino. Like if you didn't smoke in the casino, it would be kind of weird. It's like, I need some cigarette smoke when I'm gambling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's weird. It's like, that's what a casino smells like to me. And I feel like, not good, but just like, okay, this is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
if there's going to be smoke, like that's where it's supposed to be.
It's the culture in there.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was my experience. Let's get into sports. Okay. Sixers advanced to the second round semifinals.
Yep.
I did watch this first game.
And they lost. So you got to stop watching.
The beginning of the game was atrocious.
Oh, that was terrible. I texted in the group chat. I was like, yeah, this game's over already.
Weren't they down by like 30 points at one point?
Yeah, they were down by 30. I mean,
we started doing laundry.
We played the worst half of the year, and then they shot. They were making everything, so it didn't help.
I am annoyed by Trae Young now that we're playing him. Like, at first, I'm like, oh,
he's
wow,
an annoying
cool
person.
Dude.
He's an annoying.
Oh, my God. I want to punch his face. His face is so annoying. Like, when, and it's just because we're playing him now. Like, before I was like, eh, whatever. Like, cool.
He's like a villain.
He's the villain in every movie. He's the annoying kid who thinks he's cool, and he kind of is. So then you're mad that
he is cool.
And then he's got that annoying voice, and he's trying to trash talk. And I'm like, dude, you're super short. Like, why are you good? And you're annoying me.
Yeah.
He's like, so yeah, Trae Young annoys me. We did have the ending of that game was very entertaining.
Oh yeah, well, I thought we were gonna pull it out at the end. Honestly,
I did.
It was hype, and then we kind of blew it again. Not blew it, but they came back a little bit, and then like the last 15 seconds, we almost came back again. So it was a good ending.
It was hype in there. Yeah. Moving on from that, did you want to say anything about any other? I didn't write down any other NBA. It was like nothing else matters to me.
Lakers lost. LeBron's done. So it's the first time LeBron or Steph Curry in the finals in 10 years. The Bucks are up on. I mean, the Nets are crushing the Bucks again. So that looks like it's going to be over pretty quickly.
I looked up tickets.
$300.
$400 for the cheapest right now.
Really?
If I bought them now. And I was like, nah, not worth it. I mean, I just, no. Yeah. Also, we might not make it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be good. I think we win in six. The Hawks are a good team, but I think we'll pull it out because the second half of that game, we beat them by 20 points. So not too worried about it, but it's Philly, so you never know. But yeah, I mean, the playoffs are going to be different this year. It's different teams we haven't seen before, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. The other Serena Williams was upset by Elena Rybakina.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know how to say her name. I've never heard her name said before. I wasn't watching the match, but I just wanted to know for anyone who is a fan of tennis, Serena Williams is out.
Yeah, she's been getting upset a lot recently. I think her age is catching up to her, unfortunately. But I don't really have much to add to that. Like I said, I've seen her get upset a decent amount of times now. So unfortunately, we've seen the greatness probably come to an end, but it was fun to watch for a while.
Yeah. The other thing was the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight, which was on last
night. I was tuning in.
What are they calling him? Logang? Gang? Logang?
I don't know. I know that he calls himself the Maverick. Logan the Maverick Paul.
He's so jacked.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's in really good shape.
I'll give him credit. I mean, did you watch the fight at all or any of the other fights?
I didn't watch any of the fighting.
Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco had the first fight of the night and pretty much got knocked out.
I wish I had known they were fighting. I would have.
They didn't do a good job of advertising.
I didn't know anyone else. I actually thought this was the only.
So did I. And then I was like, okay, they're starting. They're going to be the first fight. Usually they have openers like a concert. But then as soon as I turned it on, I saw that. And then there was another really good fight. I forget the two fighters, but that was probably the best fight of the night. They were actual fighters. You know, instead of being a YouTuber. No disrespect. I think he's actually trying to be a boxer now, which is cool. But yeah, I mean, it was what I expected. It was went eight rounds. I think it was planned to go eight rounds. I don't think Floyd was trying to knock Logan out, but I think Logan was probably trying to knock Floyd out. But you know, Floyd is one of the greatest. He's older now, but he's one of the greatest of all time. And Logan's just he seems like he's a decent boxer, but you know.
Yeah,
it was good,
though.
I mean, go ahead.
No, yeah, I think from what I heard, I mean, I didn't watch, but a lot of people were surprised and a lot of people were entertained, actually, by the like, it was good. Like, he trained. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to fight. It was like, he actually trained, he tried. And there are people speculating that Floyd did knock him out. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, and he held him up. So what happens is, and which I think happened, so it's an exhibition, so there's no winner or loser. So Floyd or Logan could have bet on themselves on any betting site or through Vegas. So Floyd probably bet on himself. He probably bet on it going eight rounds. And then there was also prop bets for what he's going to wear. So I don't know if he can bet on the prop bets of what he's going to wear because he's wearing it. But, I mean, it's odd that he wore everything that had the highest odds. I mean, the lowest odds of happening. So, like, it was, like, plus 400 for him to have a hat. It was
smart, yeah.
Plus 200 for him to wear a mask. It was something else for him to go 8 rounds. You know, if you add it all together, it's, like, plus 1,500, 2,000 for a parlay, and you put $1 million in him, you probably put $1 million in and you make $16 million. Like, so, I mean, there's that at play, too. So, which I thought was, and that's smart. I would do the same thing. Why not?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it was entertaining. It was solid. It was a decent fight, and it was what I expected. I don't know why people are like, "Oh, this fight sucked." I mean, what do you expect? You got one of the best ever versus a guy that's just an amateur who's just getting started. So, yeah. I was happy.
Yeah, it was still cool.
Cool to see.
All right, that's all I have for sports.
Yeah, that's all we got.
All right, cool. Let's move on to science. So I actually had a bunch of things, but then big news dropped today. So I'm gonna switch to that. Big news. The first Alzheimer's drug in 18 years was just FDA approved. People were texting me about this all day. It's called aducanumab, and it's from the company Biogen. So go check out their stock because it just went through the roof.
Damn it. Why didn't I know this about this before, man?
I mean, so I actually knew about this. I didn't invest in the stock because the drug is not great. I actually didn't think it would be FDA approved. I was shocked. My boss was shocked. A lot of other scientists are big mad because this was really pushed through the FDA on an accelerated program. And no one really, I mean, a lot of scientists are kind of confused as to why. So a lot of people,
big money.
And I don't want to like, I don't, yeah, yeah, of course. I have my theories, but a lot of people were, you know, posting, "Oh, so cool, super excited, like, this is very exciting," and yeah. I didn't want to burst anyone's bubble, like, I don't want to be the downer, but this is my area of research, and, like, this is what I live for, and this drug, I think the reason that it got pushed through and has been so hyped is because it had come so far, and to lose all that money and not be approved, I think they were just under a lot of pressure from the company itself and the scientists who were pushing it. Like, I think it was just a lot of like, okay, we need a drug. We haven't had one in 20 years. Like, yeah. What are we doing? We've come to like phase 3 of this. You know, we spent so much money on this. We just kind of need to pass it through. So it is. So I want to explain though, it is FDA approved, but they have the option to rescind the offer, which I don't think people really understand.
Well, the FDA does?
Yeah, the FDA. So basic, which I don't think they will. I think it's just kind of like to cover their ass, to be honest. Yeah. I don't think they'll rescind it. But essentially, the drug worked really well at first. It basically attacks the plaques that are in the brain. So that's the bad protein that accumulates. That's one of the bad proteins, not the only one. So it only targets the amyloid plaques.
Mm-hmm.
And it does decrease those plaques. So that's kind of one of the main reasons that it was approved, that it actually does decrease one of the main biomarkers of Alzheimer's. However,
there's side effects.
There's side effects, but there's side effects with a lot of Alzheimer's drugs. That's not even my issue, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The safety is okay. I mean, it's okay enough to be approved. So that's not the issue. The issue is that the cognitive component isn't really enough. So it does decrease the bad protein, and that's been shown. And there's enough evidence for that, but there's not quite they must have had just enough, but there really is not quite enough evidence to show that it can rescue cognitive decline. And this is also a drug that's going to be given late in the disease when you have the burden, the plaque burden.
Yeah.
So
it's not preventative.
It's not ideal. It's not preventative. Once you've lost the neurons, they're dead. I mean, it's something, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, but I just want people to know, don't get your hopes up. It's not going to stop the disease from progressing. It's not going to prevent the disease. It might delay, which is what most of them do right now. a lot of them treat symptoms. This one might delay like ever so slightly. And it's going to depend on the person, the sex, the race of the person. Like, there's not enough evidence to support that this is going to 100% fix people and everyone. So that was big news that dropped today. So I just wanted to really, I'll save the other stuff for next week, but because I know we're trying to cut down on the time. but yeah, that's the big news. So now you're informed.
You are now informed. Don't get your hopes up, but it'll do something.
So sad. I mean, it did. The drug in the trials early on started off well, and it was a good idea. It was like a cool concept when they developed the drug, because it was essentially developed from the brains of healthy people. They took a protein from healthy people that, and they were like, oh, maybe this is good and we'll stick it in the brains of the Alzheimer's. Like, in theory, it was good, but it just, maybe they can try treating people earlier. I don't know what they're going to do, but yeah, that's the summary on that, if people were interested.
Nice. Well, I don't know if you have this written here, and this is off script, but did you ever do any research on the Fauci emails?
Oh, yes, the Fauci. Yeah, so I didn't look at them personally, but I guess nothing was bad, because nothing came out that was like, oh, he said this. Honestly, I read the NPR article, which I know is probably biased towards liking Fauci, but NPR, they do pretty good research, so like I like reading their stuff.
Yeah.
But they were saying that most of what he responds to every email, like anyone that emails him, he like responds to them. He's super nice. He explains the science.
Yeah.
They didn't really have anything bad to say. There was no scandal like, oh, he said this. I think I heard somewhere that he mentioned it coming from the lab. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So like so when I first saw it, I was reading all the Republican side of the right wing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was like, Fauci lied to us and blah, blah, blah. Like, they were making it seem like such a big deal. And I was reading this stuff and I'm like, half the stuff, like, didn't we already kind of have like an assumption, or didn't we kind of know about? Like, we knew that it could have came from a lab. Like, I mean, if that came out, it wouldn't be that crazy, I don't think. At least for me.
No.
I mean, that would start a scandal with China and it would be a big deal in the long run. But I mean, it's not like that's the first thing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, like, I wouldn't be surprised. And then he said something else about masks, and pretty much what we knew about masks, like, it helps. It's more for the people that have the virus or have a virus or whatever, or have a cold, to prevent it from giving it to you. So if you have a mask as well, it just doubles the protection, which is what I thought we already knew. And people are like, oh, masks are pointless. I'm like, no, you said, like, what is that? It's so funny to see both sides. And then I went on like the Democratic side, the left side, and it was like, this isn't a big deal. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's nothing to see here. It's so funny how both sides are. It's sick, actually. Oh, yeah. It's actually like very scary how both sides are.
Yeah, I mean, you can read into anything how you want. Like, you can read something and have two different opinions on what you just
read. It's crazy. It's so crazy. The right side was freaking out, and the left side's like, yeah, we kind of already knew all this stuff, like, if you actually paid attention.
Yeah. I don't have a did you know, but I'll do this one. Did you know that California legalized the personal possession of psychedelics?
Did they? I didn't know that. I live in California. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I know. That's why I was a did when you did know they legalize personal it? Did you know? Like, last week.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear about that. I got to tell my roommates. You can legally like have on your person acid and like mushrooms and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's a list of the ones you can have. You can't sell it, but you can have possession. And I don't know how much.
That's so funny. Like, it's like, where do you get it from then?
But you can, I don't know how much, you have to see like how much, I don't know. But yeah, you can have it. You won't be taken away.
Taken to jail.
Oh, yeah. So that's your did you know, personal did you know.
Let's get into hot topics of the week.
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw this. This is a little old now. It was like the beginning of last week, I think.
Yeah.
But the Italian artist Salvatore, he sold an immaterial sculpture.
What's that?
So it's nothing. It's invisible, he said.
Really?
And he sold it for $22,000.
Shut the fuck up. He just sold, like, imaginary an imaginary sculpture for $2,000 or $22,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bidding war. Italy24.com is the site, or that was the news site that released it. And it's for work that does not actually exist in the material world. This guy's a genius.
So how do you?
So he basically was like, I made this invisible statue and someone paid, well, that's Canadian dollars. So like 18,000 American dollars for this.
They got too much money, man. Like it's like 18, here's $18,000 down the shitter.
Just to say that you have an invisible sculpture.
Imagine walking to somebody's house and you're like walking through. It's like, whoa, stop.
There's just a stand.
you're gonna run into that imaginary statue. Don't hit that thing.
I paid $18,000 for that.
You're gonna break it. That's funny, man. That's one of my favorite ones so far.
It was probably someone who was like high and they were like, yo, let's bid on this imaginary sculpture. So deep, man. So deep.
That's funny, man. That's funny. I don't think there's any other.
I was
having
about that.
I don't think there's any other hot topics that are in the world besides probably stupid politics and sports. Sports is always a hot topic.
No, I didn't have any other hot. That was just the funniest thing that I've seen in a while.
So. Oh, this is not really a hot topic. It's news I just saw, though. Countries are now adopting Bitcoin. I don't know what countries exactly. Of course, I don't. But like the prime ministers of these countries or the leaders of these countries, I think there's three now, have adopted Bitcoin. They put the laser eyes on Twitter. It's like the thing I guess you do when you're adopting Bitcoin. What a world. What a world. A country, we know a country is adopting Bitcoin because the leader put laser eyes on it on his Twitter feed.
Oh my God.
I love it, man. Hey, we live in a simulation. This is a simulation. Jake Paul fought Floyd Mayweather. We're in a simulation.
Now, someone fucked up. Someone hit a weird switch. We had this COVID year. Someone was like, let's fuck with these people. We haven't fucked with them in a while. Like, they haven't had any, like, world wars. We need to, like, fuck some shit up again.
Yeah. I mean, we did have some normalcy. John Mayer put out a song, so.
Yeah, okay. So, new music.
Transitions.
Okay, if you guys don't know, I'm obsessed with John Mayer. I'm like a cult following of John and Dave Matthews, both of them. I grew up with them.
Yeah.
And he put out his new song, which is called Last Train Home, which he also has a song. I was a little confused because I was like, wait, is this a different song? He has a song called like Last Train or like something like that, right?
It's like one of his most iconic songs. And we don't know the name of it. You're a super fan. What's
no,
the song called? I know what song you're talking about.
It's not an iconic song, though.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
No, it's not. It's really not. If you talk to someone who doesn't
stop
really
this train.
Yes. Okay. I was like, there's another train song. He likes trains.
That's
yeah,
pretty
so
iconic. I feel like most people know that song.
I think you'd be surprised. People don't listen to. I think that's a deep track, honestly.
But it's a deep track, but it's like an iconic deep track. It's such a good song. Like it's a generational type song. Like you can listen to it in 50 years and still be like, wow, it's home.
The best deep track by John Mayer is Assassins.
Yeah, you can say that. That's a really good song.
I love that song. But anyway, let's talk about the new song that came out. I like it. It's chill. It's 80s. He's got like 80s vibe. This whole album is going to be, he's calling it sob rock. Sob rock.
Yeah, it's going to, that's the whole new wave of music. So.
Yeah. So he's also getting into that. Song sounded great. Super
I like
catchy.
It.
Has Maren Morris on vocal background.
Yeah, I was wondering who that was.
Yeah, Maren Morris. She's awesome too.
Nice.
I actually like her as a country singer, and I don't like many country singers. But yeah, and I don't know. If you remember, I talked about the girl Mary Spender. I don't know if you remember her, but she finished John Mayer. That's the song she finished by just hearing clips that he was posting on TikTok.
Oh, that was her.
So she put together the whole song or whatever. Then John Mayer calls her out after he releases the song and says, can you give me... No, he says, can you give me your reaction? And she did a whole YouTube video, like, responding. She was like, what is this life? Because she's not super famous, this girl, Mary Spender's. Like, she has, like, 90,000 followers on Instagram. Like, she's not a poppin'. She teaches music. Like, that's what she does. And she was, like, trying to get into, like, making her own, too. But, like, she teaches music. And she's... I'm, like, kind of obsessed with her right now. She's so cool. Like, she's, like, a cool person.
Yeah, I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so she was like, what is this life? And she's like reacting to the song, and that it was just such a fun video to see her, like, hear the actual, she was like, whoa, and yeah. I'm not doing it, like, whoa. I mean, she had reaction than
that, but I love I'm it. Like,
but yeah, so yeah, go check out that Mary Spender's reaction to the song, because I thought that was really interesting.
All right, so we got a bunch of other music that dropped. Billie Eilish, Lost Cause. Mm-hmm. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Good song. Solid. Not crazy.
I thought it was better than the other one she dropped, though.
Yeah, it was solid. Little Baby and Dirk dropped a project. It was pretty good. I don't know if you listened to that kind of
music. I didn't listen to that, no.
Roddy Ricch dropped a good song. R&B type vibes. John Mayer, obviously. I just saw now Calvin Harris dropped a song. Didn't listen to it. There's a bunch of people. There's an artist named Sleepy Hollow you should check out. He's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just told you about him last week. I was like, I'm really starting to listen to this Sleepy Hollow guy.
Yeah. Oh, I was wondering because Shane was telling me about it. Like, where did I hear this before?
Yeah, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool. Do you have any other music?
I'm like, why can't I find New Music Friday on this freaking Spotify? My tops were John Mayer and Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Meek Mill dropped a song. Bad Bunny.
Where the heck am I? I'm just not smart right now. I'm hungry.
You're lost.
I can't find New Music Friday. I'm somewhere in the Spotify. I'm like in a weird part of Spotify. Like in probably like my favorites or some shit like
your
that.
New music made for you. But I feel like whatever. Every time I look at this list, Bad Bunny is on this list. Like he always has a new music out. He's featured or he's like on a remix or something like that. The man's working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is. And J Balvin, like both of them.
Yeah,
are.
Both of them are always on New Music
featured
Friday.
Or yeah, yeah, yeah.
These guys don't stop working, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Did I mention this last week? The Cruella soundtrack is good, so people should listen to it.
Yeah. You said that last week. I haven't checked it out yet. I'm going to do that.
Okay. Soon. I mean, it's like a lot of older songs, but yeah. Anyway.
So we didn't put the thing up on TikTok. I saw you had this on here, and we didn't get a lot of people, artists at least, say anything. We had one girl name a lot of artists we should check out in songs, which we can do eventually. But if you're watching this, and I'll put this up on TikTok. If you're an independent artist and you want us to listen to your song, actually, no, we want to hear some new music. Like we listen to very popular artists and we want to hear smaller artists and indie artists because a lot of times they make the best music and we want to give some light and some shine to them. So if you have any new music that dropped in the last week or so, we want to feature it. We'll give a little review. I mean, we're not going to be like, you know, lyric by lyric grading it. We want to hear new music. So, just drop it in the comments of this video. I'm going to put this on TikTok. So, yeah, all artists.
And this is not, like, a review, like, for us to critique you. It's just, I don't want it to be, because what do I know? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
who am I?
When I put that on TikTok, I kind of went back. I'm like, people probably think it's, like, I'm reviewing them, like, giving them a grade. Like,
yeah,
no, I just want to
hear
new music that's, like,
exactly,
solid
exactly.
music. We're not going to be sitting here, like, critiquing anything.
And we want to, like, promote. You know, people that are trying, that are new and out there. And so, yeah, it's not going to be like, well, they sounded
well,
weird.
Well, this didn't really mix very well. And this lyric didn't go with that one. No, no, we're not like, doing that. We're not that kind of people. Like,
I'm not famous, so I can't say shit. But once this pod becomes famous, then we going to be doing that.
Well, that's all we got for you guys. We'll talk to you all next week. Hope you enjoyed the shortened episode. We'll keep doing this. So it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Peace.
Peace.
All right. You gotta return me.